It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You have a good weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to see some old friends I hadn't seen in a while, and it was a good time.
I got my lawn mowed. Did that in the later morning, so I beat the heat.
That's something I've got to do. It's well, a little wild.
I just mowed the weeds down, so the same level as the grass now, so I got that done. So.
Yep, as long as it looks good.
That's right. It doesn't look too bad as long as I keep her down. So.
Yep.
Well, what's going on with the veterans here today? We're going to salute. Have one to salute.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Wallace Gaddard Anderson. Wallace was born on August 27th, 1911, in Dawson, passed away on April 2nd, 1989. He entered active duty in the United States Army on May 9th, 1942, in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about two and a half years later on January 10th, 1945, also at Fort Snelling. He was a military policeman with Company B of the 797th Military Police Battalion out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Not all World War II era veterans went overseas. You know, they still needed people to...
Right. Some support, you know, people back here.
Stand post, yep. And, you know, guard the bases and, you know, protect the homeland.
That's so, right.
He was a marksman with the Enfield rifle. I didn't realize that in World War II they used a British rifle, that the Americans used a British rifle. But he was a marksman, qualified with it, also a sharpshooter with the M1 carbine. He also earned the Good Conduct Medal and a lapel button. So thank you, Wallace, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's talk about the subject at hand today. The post 9/11 veteran service bonus is now available.
That's yes.
Been in the news lately.
This is big news. Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs announced the service bonus for veterans who served after September 11th, 2001 through August 30th of 2021. So almost 20 veterans that served in the last 20 years on active duty may qualify for this. The 2022 legislature passed and Governor Walz signed the first ever Veterans Omnibus Bill that included funding for a service bonus payable to eligible veterans who served from September 11th, 2001 to August 30th, 2021. Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is honored to facilitate this program for eligible veterans, currently serving service members, or veterans beneficiaries. The application period began last week on July 7th. The last day to apply is June 30th, 2024, unless the funds have been exhausted before then. People eligible are veterans, currently serving service members, veterans beneficiaries or veterans guardians, conservators or legally appointed personnel representatives. Veterans in Minnesota are defined under Minnesota Statute 197.447, and you can visit the website for more details. There are three tiers of the post 9/11 service bonus, $600, $1,200, and $2,000. That $600 bonus is for veterans who served stateside or called up to active duty and served stateside, not going overseas. $1,200 is for veterans who have one of a few medals, the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, Afghanistan Campaign Medal, the Iraq Campaign Medal, and the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal. And $2,000 is for Gold Star families, for veterans who were killed in action in the last 20 years. Family members can apply for that. You can go to vetservicebonus.mdva.mn.gov to apply for this. You can also go to minnesotaveteran.org/servicebonus for more information as well as to apply. And for additional questions, you can contact your local county veteran service officer.
That'd be you.
I guess so.
That's what it says on your shirt there anyway.
Yep. For those not listening in the, or for those listening that are not in the KLQP area, you can go to macvso.org, or you can call LinkVet at 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And you can find out who your veteran service officer is if you're not in Lac La Parle County. Veterans will need to apply for this benefit themselves online. Documents required include the DD-214, certificate of release or discharge from active duty, including possibly other official military records as needed. Like some veterans who served early on during this post-9/11 era, their DD-214 doesn't show that they had one of these medals because those medals hadn't been created yet. So we'd have to get a correction of a DD-214, which is called a DD-215, to verify that you received that medal, or other official military records stating that you've earned that medal. Proof of current residency via a photocopy of a valid driver's license or state ID. You can also use a voter registration card, rent receipt, current utility bill, or a statement from a landlord, apartment manager, or homeowner. So basically a digital copy of your DD-214 and a current something verifying that you're a current Minnesota resident. And I must say that on the DD-214, in order to qualify for this bonus, your home of record at the time of entry has to be a Minnesota address. So I know some people that, you know, they're Minnesota residents, but they were going to school in South Dakota or North Dakota, but yet they still got called up. And if their address on their 214 says South Dakota or North Dakota or anywhere else besides Minnesota, unfortunately, may not qualify. If you have any questions, by all means, contact my office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse. Yep.
Garden level down here.
Garden level. You got a frog in your throat here.
I do.
Okay, we got rid of that. Frog in the garden this morning.
And we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, anything else going on?
We got a steak fry at the VFW going on tomorrow evening.
Yep, tomorrow evening. And, of course, we've got the Dragon Fest Parade coming up on Saturday, 11 o'clock, and I know the VF's going to be providing the colors and got the 40 and 8 boxcar in there and all that. So
yep, and that 40 and 8 boxcar just got redone. And,
I heard they
did an excellent job.
Great. All right. So we look forward to seeing that, and got a lot of the units coming in. So a lot of action going on around town Friday and Saturday for Stinker Day and Dragon Fest. So come on over.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer with us today. Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.